Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very much for joining us once again on this rendition of Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, right out of Denver, Colorado. The evening sky is upon us. You can't see the mountains, and you can see the twinkling starlight a little bit. And it's a quiet evening, and I just want to thank each and every one of you for joining us once again this week. And I'm going to have a special guest tonight, pretty special to me. I've known the man for 55 years. He's been my best friend for those 55 years, my brother, Officer Howard Wooldridge. And he will be with us, and we're going to be talking about what's going down with the drug wars, and we're going to talk about what was on C-SPAN, and he was on C-SPAN this week, concerning the horrific prison population. And for those of you who have talked or read him, you can read in AmericanChronicle.com, or you can read on Your Hub, certainly News with Views, Morty'sCabin.com, Rinse.com, the interviews I've done with him concerning our children and drugs, prohibition and drugs. And for those of you who would like, go to www.leap.cc, www.leap.cc, that's Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And that hopefully will give you some new ideas, and especially about the prison population. We have 2.2 million people in prison in this country, and I don't know what the figures are for how many are just under drug arrest, but it is phenomenal. People just using drugs, much like using alcohol back in the 20s during Prohibition, and, of course, thrown in jail for drinking a beer, thrown in jail for smoking a doobie. And also, it costs you and me, the taxpayer, $60 billion a year for really nonviolent offenses that have been trumped up essentially by the political types instead of the common sense types. So Howard's going to really bring us a great deal of information here this evening. And before we get into that and get to break, I want to also bring your attention, and please bring your pencils and papers out and write down these websites. Here in Denver, Colorado, another Ramos and Campion situation, along with Hernandez, the three men who got railroaded into prison for a dozen years by Johnny Sutton, the U.S. attorney down there in Texas. The same thing is now happening to Corey Voorhees. That's Corey Voorhees. And if you can and you want to be a part of helping him out, he is an INS agent earlier at U.S. Border Patrol and now with ICE. And he has been suspended without pay for doing what is really his civic duty. And this thing's getting really ugly because Governor Ritter of Colorado is really involved in it. If it goes to a grand jury, this could bring down Governor Ritter because his own people were doing much the same thing, exposing what was going on as to illegal aliens out of, an NCIC database. And so if you would like to get more information, www.CoryDefenseFund.com. That's C-O-R-Y, DefenseFund.com. CoryDefenseFund.com. I encourage you to go to that website and read about it. Because what you're seeing happening is that our own law enforcement officers, whether they be ICE, whether they be regular police, whether be sheriffs, you name it, state patrol, are really being conned, if you will, because they can't do their jobs because of such things as sanctuary cities. Certainly here in Colorado, in Denver, in Boulder, I think Colorado Springs, all these sanctuary cities are allowing illegal aliens to stay here, untouched, immune from our laws, two-tiered justice. And you and I get to be the recipients of the collateral damage, and in fact, the consequences are really falling all around us. Again, thank you for enjoying and joining us here at Connecting the Dots. It's a pleasure. Be right back after these comments and commercial break. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm really thrilled to bring you a guest that, of course, I have a great deal of affection for and also a great deal of respect. He and I have gone through a great deal in our lifetimes, and we've done it together. We're brothers. And he is leading the national struggle to stop prohibition of drugs that for 35 years have now failed America, failed its citizens, failed its children, failed literally taxpayers. And to give you a little appreciation for what we have had fail for 35 years, it's called the War on Drugs. It spends somewhere between 70 and 80 billion, that's B as in boy, billion dollars a year. It creates criminals out of our own children because the money's so fast. It gives terrorists all the money they need to fund their own terrorism. It creates all sorts of pain and suffering and sorrow among families across the nation. And when you start figuring out what's been happening with all the people that have been thrown in jail over the last 35, 40 years now, and the real oxymoron of this entire war on drugs is this. It hasn't changed the usage, hasn't changed the climate or the culture of drugs one iota. And yet nearly $1 trillion has been wasted on this war on drugs. And my brother Howard, Officer Howard Wildridge, now retired, 18 years on the thin blue line, had served and is still serving to change what is happening in this country. And he was a detective. He was a police officer. He was in that squad car. He was the guy with the shining lights taking drunk drivers off the highways and protecting your homes, going to domestics, going to drug-related, and you name it, he was there, he did it. And several years ago, 2003, I believe, he rode his horse, Misty, across America. For those of you who are horse fanatics or you just love a great story, I highly recommend Misty's Long Ride Across America on Horseback by Smooth Georgia Mist. The book is written out of the horse's mouth, and it's got a lot of horse sense, a lot of horse humor. I've read it, I think, about a dozen times and have enjoyed it every time because I've also ridden Misty, have a great deal of affection for her, and Howard rode her from Savannah, Georgia, all the way to Newport Beach in Oregon, and then back in 2005, turned right around, I think it was 2005 or 2004, and did it again, and rode her all the way from Manhattan Beach in California all the way to the Statue of Liberty. But you can read that story. You can go to Amazon.com and look up Misty's Long Ride. You can go to Author House. You can go to Barnes & Noble and just Google Howard Wooldridge, and you will find that. And the website that you can see Misty in action is www.leap, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc. We'll say that a few more times during the hour. But you will find more information there and more startling facts and figures. And it's got top police officers, police chiefs, lieutenants across the nation, many of them retired, have joined this organization because we need to bring some sanity to the war on drugs, which has been an abysmal failure for 35 years now. So I'm thrilled to bring my brother on the show tonight. Howard, thanks for joining us, and welcome to Connecting the Dots.
Pleasure to be here, Frosty. Thanks.
Howard, let's just, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go on C-SPAN, there was a great show on James Austin was talking about the war on drugs and talking about the number of people in our prisons. It's 2.2 million people in our prisons, and they're costing us, of course, $60 billion a year. And Howard, if you can give an overview of that great program that I saw on C-SPAN, what happened, some of the costs, some of the background stuff, I'd love to have you give that to our listening audience.
Well, five of the people who put that report together called Unlocking America, Why and How to Reduce America's Prison Population, presented at the National Press Club the other morning, and I was there to listen and learn, and I got a chance to ask a question. Basically, you had some of the top criminologists in the country come together, discuss, argue, and eventually come up with a report about the problems associated, both financial and human, of locking up 2.2 million people at a time. We have about 7.5 million people on total, either on probation, parole, or in jail, and this is not good for America on any level. It's an embarrassment to me, anyway, and I hope to many of your listeners, that the America, the land of the free, with 5% of the world's population, we have 25% of the world's prisoners. This is just wrong on so many levels and does so much damage. And these men and women brought this forth with Clarence Page as the moderator, and very enlightening. I believe that the Congress is starting to listen, especially as Senator Webb, the new Democrat from Virginia, is taking the lead in this, showing leadership to tell America to light a candle that this is not good for America.
Well, I heard Webb speak, and I was very impressed with his articulation and also the ironic aspect of what's happening across this America. And that is the fact that $130 billion worth of drugs, that's B as in boy, from what I understand, comes across that border every year. Some people in high places are making a lot of money, and our children, 12-year-olds, are making what? They're probably making more money than I'm making, and they're $1,000 a couple days' work or whatever with methamphetamine, certainly sure. On the marijuana front, certainly on the heroin front, the cocaine, and any other kinds of drugs. Right. What are some of the things that the war on drugs has engendered instead of prevented?
Well, as you mentioned, you know, you've heard for the last 35 years that these drugs are so dangerous and deadly, and of course, I agree with that, that we must protect our children, and yet the federal government will tell you that today close to 1 million teenagers are employed. selling drugs. And every week across this country, several of those teenagers, those 14 and 15-year-olds, are shot dead. Many thousands are sucked into a life of criminality. The program designed to protect children actually gets them killed. We are in the century of 9/11. And in the century of 9/11, we have wonderful colleagues of mine at the federal level chasing medical marijuana gardens as people are planning to fly more airplanes into buildings. This, as we say in Texas, is fence post stupid. We have spent $1 trillion tax dollars over the past 35 years to arrest 38 million people, now with criminal records, and filled hundreds of warehouses full of narcotics. And today, despite that, and the sacrifices of many thousands of officers shot and killed trying to make prohibition work, drugs are actually cheaper, stronger, and much easier for our children to find and buy. This is, by every metric, a complete failure as policy. The $70 billion we have this year we're going to spend is, of course, completely wasted. And when the next recession comes, you will see every state struggling to maintain both their prison population and keep the colleges open.
And that brings us to a very important point, Howard. The fact is that the college education that so many youth are looking forward to in many states, much like Texas, where you, of course, have been living for quite a long time now, that population of college students has to fight for dollars because more prisons are being built than dollars for colleges, correct?
Sure. Over the last 15 years, your listeners who either went to college or paid for a college education might have wondered why, in the face of 3% inflation, the college tuition has been rising an average of 10% per year. And what's happened is two of the largest discretionary items in a state budget are prisons and higher education. And in order to fund all those new prisons, hundreds and hundreds of prisons across America, the state simply said, well, there's not enough for colleges, so simply raise the tuition to make up for the shortfall. So parents and college students have been subsidizing prisons and prison guards now for the last 15 years and continue to do so.
Man, it takes my breath away. Now, one of the things about the ramifications of this is that if somebody gets caught for smoking dope or just carrying dope or whatever, they are then taken into the prison system. And what exactly are the numbers at this point in time, or what is out of that 2.2 million? What is the approximate number of just drug-related, you know, non-violent and so forth, just somebody that got caught with drugs in prison? What's the cost, and what are the further ramifications of that particular population?
Well, the stats are that the United States spends $60 billion a year on jails and prisons at the local, state, federal levels.
Mm-hmm.
Of the prisoners there, my experience and others is that about 8% are there for reasons which touch drug prohibition, either possessing drugs, selling drugs, breaking into your house, stealing a car, stealing your identity. It's about 80% of that $60 billion is spent to house essentially nonviolent drug offenders, with the caveat that some of those, of course, are in there because they did shoot another drug dealer. But it is the great engine which creates so much crime in America is the drug prohibition. It's also important to note that past the money, Frosty, the human cost. If you can get over an addiction, but you can never get over a conviction, our economics are hurt because we have 38 million Americans with a criminal record, many of a felony, and they have a reduced ability to make a living, reduced ability to get a job, to get a license. Many states have been unbelievably harsh for a person who chose cocaine as opposed to whiskey as their drug of choice, where they can't get a license to become a barber, beautician, electrician, whatever. And so these people are punished their entire life, hurting their chances to be a contributing member of society. There's 2 million children in this country missing one or both parents because they're in prison. Many people become desperate when they lose their job. They sell a little bit of meth. All of a sudden, they get caught. The children go into foster care, which costs taxpayers But more importantly, it blows the family system out the window. Not good for anybody. I would challenge anyone to say...
We'll be right back with our brother Howard after these comments. Thanks, Howard. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again for enjoying, again, really an enlightening conversation with guests each week that are, just like you and me, folks down here at the ground level of America and bringing you reports about what's going or what's frustrating you. And if you want, go to republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org, and you'll be able to mention and talk to the RBN chat room there. There's a homepage for all listeners to communicate with each other and the hosts of RBN. If you want to talk to me at any time, just email me at frostyw@juno.com, frostyw@juno.com, and or go to my website, frostywooldridge.com. In fact, if you want to go there and see Howard's book, Misty's Long Ride, and you can even order it there, it would be great for your kids. I mean, it was chosen by one of the top teenagers up in Washington State this year, I think it was Oregon, as her favorite book, and she was the top reader in the state, I think, of Washington. And so it's great for a Christmas present, great for any kind of appreciation for those who love horses, and it's a great adventure story, and it's got some great funny stuff in there. Also, all of Americana's there, and so I really recommend that great book, Misty's Long Ride, and you can see it on my website, frostywooldridge.com. and you'll see a shot of Howard. He's got a T-shirt and a whole coast to coast on it, walking toward the Pacific Ocean with the backside of Misty, and Howard with his spurs and his cowboy hat. I tell you, it's very touching. So get a chance, check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, let's go back to Howard and talk about once they get out of jail, Howard, how about, the halfway houses and then the fact that they can't even get a job anymore and the low-paying or frustrated job, so forth. What are the other ramifications on the other side of the prison possibility?
Well, exactly so. I mean, once they come out, as I said, they have a decreased ability to make a living because with a criminal record, it's very difficult to get a job, to get housing, to get a loan. Many states restrict the ability to get a license to even be a beautician or a barber. And so what's the only thing left to do? Be a criminal. The system is punishing the people coming out so badly that that's often the only option they have, is to go back into the life of crime, selling drugs or stealing or whatever. Not good for the community they go back to.
You know, and Howard, I had when I was the head trainer for Johnson Storage and Moving of United Van Lines back in 1991, I actually had a guy come under me who had gotten out of jail, and he was a father of three daughters, and he had gotten caught with the drug deal, and he went to prison down in Mississippi, and he was living in Aspen, and for 8 years he got to see his daughters, I think, like once every year or so. It was, I mean, they stuck him so far away he couldn't even have visits of his own daughters, and so those daughters, and this guy was a good guy. He worked hard, and of course he came on one of my crews and later got his own truck, and then he became a local mover, and he did well, and he got back with his wife and he got back with his kids, and they were at that point in their teens, and he got to at least finish out, and they got to finish out their lives with him as a father. But that was my own personal thing. And I remember I was talking to him one night, and he just broke down and cried. He just broke down and cried because his daughters didn't get to see him for 8 years.
Sure.
And so that's on a personal level. Now, what would you do, Howard, with this comment that the war on drugs and the organization that runs the war on drugs exists to exist?
Well, there's a lot of truth to that, in the sense that 2 years ago, the General Accounting Office did a survey and audit of the DEA, you know, my federal colleagues, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and they gave them an F, for a value of dollars spent, saying, look, drugs are cheaper, they're stronger, you admit they're readily available to our children, the $6 billion we gave you last year, we got nothing for it as a taxpayer. Now, of course, that did not stop the Congress from giving them another $6 billion, but it points out the fact that we in law enforcement are a mosquito on the butt of an elephant. We don't make a difference. We never have. We know, but are reluctant to tell the public, that every drug dealer ever arrested or shot or killed is replaced immediately. From Pablo Escobar at the top to the street-level dealers across America, they're all replaced because there's so much money in this thing. This is why every dollar we put into law enforcement has been absolutely meaningless. But my profession now is addicted to the money, the paychecks, the overtime, the glory of the drug bust. And that's why so many officers will concentrate on finding some marijuana as opposed to arresting two drunk drivers in one night. You get no recognition as a police officer for arresting two drunk drivers in one night or 50 in a month, but if you find a half a pound of marijuana, you make the front page of the local paper. Well, human nature says, you know what, I like to be recognized, I like my name in lights, I like to be on the front page, I'm going to go find that pound of marijuana, even if drunk drivers go by and kill people, I'll rationalize it, and we do.
Well, as a matter of fact, and those drunk drivers kill somewhere around, 40,000 American citizens every year now, Howard?
No, it's 40,000 total are killed in traffic accidents, of which 17,000 are attributable to a drunk driver.
Okay.
A number which we could bring down, Frosty, because last year we arrested 1.4 million drunk drivers, but we also arrested 1.8 million nonviolent drug offenders.
Oh, my gosh. We are getting some great information from my brother Howard. And we're going to have a commercial break, and we have a Clinton from Texas on the radio and the phone line. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us here at Connecting the Dots.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The good, the bad, and definitely the ugly. Ladies and gentlemen, Clint Eastwood, he's just that handsome guy, and the good, the bad, and the ugly, and that's why I love this theme song, because we have the good, we have the bad, we have the ugly, and we talk about it every week here. The good is Thanksgiving's coming up, and I want to thank each and every one of you and also wish you a very happy Thanksgiving for you and yours, and hope that you have a great turkey day and that you really count the many blessings that you enjoy in this great country of ours, and that you are appreciative of what we have. And at the same time, while you're appreciative, and I know you're listening to this show, I hope that you become active in changing this country to make it a better country. You don't and can't sit on your laurels. Just because you're the Super Bowl team back in 2006 doesn't mean you can be the Super Bowl team unless you work for it, unless you intend to move toward it, and you do all that's necessary to become a winner. And so do nations, and they're the same way. We have to improve our nation. We have to be involved in it. We have to be involved in the politics, even though it's ugly, nasty, and rotten, and terrible most of the time. We get to make it better by our vote, by our involvement. So if you have any questions of my brother Howard, 1-800-313-3368. 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Bring those questions to Howard because he's one of the top experts in the country on this. And make sure you go to his website, www.leap.cc. Leap, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. We have Dar from California on the line. We got Henry in Connecticut. Henry, you've got a comment for my brother Howard or a question, sir?
Hello? Yeah, you say CC. Is it Canada?
No, what, just CC. It's just the call letter CC. It's not Canada. It's right there. In fact, Leap is right out of Washington, D.C. Howard is actually an education specialist working in Washington, D.C. He goes around and talks to senators and congressmen and aides and speaks all over the area. In fact, many people, he speaks all over the country. So you can find out how to really get him to speak in your community anytime by going to that Leap, L-E-A-P. .cc.
Okay, and you say he's a brother of yours?
Yeah, he's my brother Howard.
Oh, brother Howard. Okay, so it's Howard Woolridge.
Yes, Howard Woolridge, yeah, that's right.
Is he on the air now?
Yeah, he's right there. If you have a question of him, just
ask
him.
Yeah, I want to ask him something. When you talk to some of these congressmen and senators, I know some of them, most of them are controlled by the Illuminati, but some of them, there's some of them that are, that are, let's say, not as willing and sort of like outcast of the,
right.
of the main... the whole CFR system.
Sure.
Does any of them ever approach you, let's say, where they could speak freely and not have to worry about being shot, killed, their career on the line, or any of that crap from these cohort idiots? Do any of them ever mention to you about a possibility of changing the legal immigration in terms of the percentage of non-European that we have here, or if any of them ever said anything? I mean, of those, you don't have to mention their names necessarily, or let's say they don't care if you mention their names, then you can. But if they
Well, I understand it, that politicians always believe that there's a camera running someplace.
Uh-huh.
So
that's not good at all.
So that's not good at all. The only two congressional offices that have been public about it has been Tammy Baldwin up in Madison, Wisconsin. Of course, Ron Paul down in South Central Texas are both ready to end prohibition today. Ms. Baldwin's office on marijuana and Ron Paul on all prohibition. And that's the only issue I speak to. But, no, politicians generally... The most we can get out of it is statements that, the war on drugs is not working. Congressman Dan Burton from Indiana said that about 9 months ago.
Absolutely. It certainly is not working.
Right. And so you could get – but even that statement, it would be dangerous for some people to make. They feel they might lose some votes. And, it's very true that most of them will not do anything if they think it will lose them five votes. Leadership is in short supply. That's why I was so thrilled to see Senator Webb say, I'm going to do what's right for America, what's right for his home state of Virginia – and light a candle, and if it costs me a vote, then too bad. I need to make America a better place. So,
well, you see,
but, no, generally speaking, they will not be frank.
Yeah, well, you see, I have to say this, though. In some cases, although I can't blame them, but I have to blame some people in my age group and even ones down in their 20s and teens, because if a lot more of us are out there voting, there was a guy running for governor in New York that wanted to legalize marijuana. I voted for him, and he got a lot of votes, but he didn't quite get enough to get elected. But I think he took third place. If they get enough, see, the reason why a lot of people younger get voting is because a lot of these guys don't represent people's interests. There was some survey on the web that people like even younger than me, like maybe like 25 to the 18, they believe none of these politicians, either party, are doing anything to create enough good-paying jobs or anything to protect this, country and its own people economically or anything else. It's just all this idealism and same old crap you hear with either party. And they got also people that are born wealthy and rich and have connections and trying to lie and make them think that they were poor and struggled on their way up to the top and all this crap about where they came from nothing and struggled and worked hard. And that's how they got rich.
I want to cover more stuff, Henry, with Howard.
What I want to know is that did you have, when you talk with these people, let's say privately, when they know they're not being watched or anything, and were they able to like speak freely of their mind, any of them about the type of percentage of immigration of the type that we're bringing in? Let's say when they know they're not being watched, or let's say it's not on the phone and they know they're not being monitored in any way.
Well, Henry, I got to tell you, I do not advocate for the issue of immigration, legal, illegal, whatever. I'm strictly working on the issue
of prohibition
of
drugs only.
Right, yeah, he's only on prohibition.
And I can tell you, though, even if I worked on the other issue, they would not speak to me freely because they don't know me. They don't trust me.
Right.
You have to be in
the
inner circle. And all I can tell you is when I went to the United States Mayor's Conference a year ago, I had five mayors of medium-sized cities,
say
200,000, come up to me and say, I agree with you, but I can never say this in public back anywhere because it would be a death to their political career. It is still completely incorrect to say that the war on drugs has failed. But I thank you for your comment.
Okay, I got to cover more stuff here. Henry, thanks for calling in and asking those questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Howard Wooldridge. Henry from Connecticut, of course, always makes an outstanding comment. Howard, I want to talk about the fact that why don't we stop the drug flow? And you're making a correction here. I was saying $128 billion a year. But you're talking about $75 billion coming across the Mexican border. What? Are we okay? Oh, okay. It looks like we just lost Howard, ladies and gentlemen. And so I would like to, if you have a question, we're going to get him back on the air here, 1-800-313-9443. And I want to know why we are not securing those borders, because when you have $75 billion coming across the border or $100 billion worth of drugs, somebody in high places is making a lot of money. Okay, are we all squared away now? We're not squared away at this point. Okay, Howard, you're back?
I'm back.
Okay, Howard, I'm very curious. With the kind of drug money coming, drugs coming across the border, it's creating the MS-13 gangs, their dispersal system, the 20th Street gang right there in Los Angeles that has the 18th Street gang has 20,000 members. This kind of money, how far do you project, as a police officer, how far do you project the kind of money that's going in, you know, paying for all this and creating this massive underground economy? How far does it go up? Does it go up to the senators? Does it go up to the mayor's office? Does it go up to the House of Reps? Who and what is keeping this drug war going and really not letting anything happen to stop it?
Well, my best information, Frosty, is that, of course, money is the primary motivation here, in that you have industries now that are geared for this effort of prohibition. When Plan Colombia started back in 1999, $1.1 billion was spent on helicopters for the military in Colombia. The new Plan Mexico has about $300 million for helicopters for the Mexican Air Force. So your helicopter manufacturers are certainly encouraging Congress to continue the war on drugs. Your pharmaceutical industry, they know full well that God didn't make no junk. Medical marijuana is very effective, it's low cost, and low side effects. They know they'll lose about 5% of their $640 billion pill market if people had unlimited access to God's medicine. You're talking $30 billion a year in lost gross sales. Saying it very frankly, it's much cheaper to put $100,000 in a congressman's freezer than to face the competition out in the pharmacy. So in my profession, we're sucking down $70 billion in paychecks this year. We like the overtime. We like the money. We like the toys. We like the glory. So my profession is absolutely in favor of it. Prison guards know that half of them will be laid off in 5 years without the war on drugs. So they spend their dues, their money, with a lobbyist in Washington, D.C. to keep the drug war going because it's a paycheck.
Yeah, I have. Go ahead, Howard.
So then you got your prison, you got your private prisons, your whacking huts. They want an ever-increasing number of people going into their private prisons because it makes them money. And secondarily, but very powerful, of course, is the argument that it's immoral to take these mind-altering drugs. And to those
I guess I would break in there and say, well, gee, what about Coors, Budweiser, and Schlitz? Howard, we've got a caller, Al from Kansas, that has a question. Al, you have a question of my brother Howard on the drug war.
Yeah, Frosty, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you, and Howard can hear you.
Okay, I appreciate that. Hey, I just want to make one point, and I'll get off. The best reason to stop this nonsense is because who's importing the drugs? The government, the CIA. That's the best reason. Thank you.
Thank you, Al. Kansas has spoken. Howard, do you have a comment on what's the possibility that the CIA is complicit in the drug distribution, collectively or singularly?
Well, certainly we know that in the past, the CIA, to further its own black bag operations, has funneled cocaine into the United States and then run M16s back down to Nicaragua. That's basically fact. And they would certainly do that again if they thought it was expeditious for them. There's no question that part of our government will use whatever means necessary to make their money. But generally speaking, it is the so-called cocaine cowboys of Colombia that make the tens and tens of billions of dollars. It's Al-Qaeda making $3 billion this year, selling their Afghan heroin into the European markets. Although the CIA does, I'm sure, from time to time, sell these drugs to make some money, it is, generally speaking, third-world thugs, terrorists, and criminals who are generally running and profiting from this sale of these drugs.
Takes my breath away. Well, one of the other aspects of this thing that the human cost, what are the human costs for, like, rehabilitation programs? What are the human costs for the parents of the children that are involved in these drugs? What are the human costs down in the ghetto where a lot of this stuff is going on?
Well, the human cost is you've got ghettos and barrios across this country that resemble Iraq on a good day. Where bullets are flying, you've got mothers putting their babies into cast iron bathtubs. People hear gunshots, and instead of looking up, they hit the floor. This is no way to raise a family. This is no way to live in a neighborhood where children before the first grade can distinguish between a .38, a 9mm, and a 12-gauge shotgun. And it is gratifying that now some of the, especially the people of color, are coming to realize that the war on drugs is not good for their communities, and they're starting to speak out. The National Caucus of Black State Legislators said a year ago that we need to bring a public health approach to drugs, not the criminal justice approach to drugs. But certainly you have mothers who have come to me and say they've got sons that are doing 20-year mandatory minimums starting at the age of 19 for possession of two candy bars of weight of crack cocaine. Just absurd in terms of, I mean, most murderers, you kill somebody, you'll get out in 10 years. Where yet we're putting people in jail for 20 years. Essentially, when you sell to an adult, you've got a victimless crime. If Willie Nelson sells me an ounce of marijuana, why would you put him in jail for 4 years? But we do, all across the country.
All the way across the country. We've got a caller, Howard, John from Ohio. John from Ohio, sir, do you have a question of Howard?
Yeah, just a couple comments and a question. Like Al Capone in Chicago, when Prohibition was over,
mm-hmm. Sure.
It's done. So, do the same thing. You do the cancel the prohibition on drugs, and you got the Bush crime family out of business. You know, they've been in business for 30 years, 40, whatever, based on, this lucrative market. And,
oh, yeah, no question. Mm-hmm.
And then also, on a positive thing about drugs, you go to a doctor nowadays, things that you need, they're so scared to prescribe you something that it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
And you end up with watered-down approaches. And, I'm not a drug addict. I've used stuff up and down, different times. Mm-hmm. And then on top of this, you get a prison system that's run by private operators, mm-hmm. and profiteering on this. And, this system's very difficult to
John, you make
eliminate.
A wonderful point that doctors now across the country are scared to give out adequate pain medications, even to people dying of cancer, because they're afraid of being arrested by the DEA, because they are being arrested by the DEA. So people are suffering in pain needlessly because doctors are scared. This is just another part of the jihad holy war hysteria that the federal government brings to this issue, which should be between the doctor and the patient. The government sticks its big nose in here, these nanny state liberal federal agents, trying to play doctor and play God as to second-guessing your doctor and what you need for pain medications. Absolutely.
Well, I saw some interview on TV, something about Police officer, why are you using crack? You know, I says, well, I'm working three jobs, and I got to, you know, and it gives me energy. I mean, so it's like the damn slaves, you know, that chew coca leaves and whatever, you know. But, you know, those are points I want to make. The last question, you know, is a basic question based on the stuff that's going on in this country. When the stuff hits the fan, where's the local law enforcement going to be? Are they going to be with the citizens, or are they going to be part of the martial law? And I'll hang up there.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Appreciate listening and hearing from Ohio. Howard, you got an answer to that?
On the last question, my best guess, and I was a police officer near Lansing, Michigan, we're going to side with regular folks, the NRA, et cetera, and say, no, we're not going to march to some orders from Washington, D.C. But an earlier question from John was, you know, what happens to all the Al Capones, the Pablo Escobars, whatever else? They're either going to get a legitimate job, like many did after alcohol prohibition, or if they start robbing banks like Bonnie and Clyde, we will simply kill them. And that the problem will be over with within a short couple of years, one way or the other. Either they will go back to legitimate work, or they'll become other criminals like robbing banks. We'll catch them or kill them, and then you don't have more people taking their place.
Well, that's a fact. Now, when we get back with Howard, we're going to talk about the mission of LEAP. What is the mission of LEAP? What's it out there to do, and how you can get more information as a mom or a dad or anybody out there that wants to find out how they can act and take action to stop the war on drugs, and let's move toward a more sane drug policy. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back after these commercial comments.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. back, ladies and gentlemen. And again, thank you for joining us. And I hope you've really gotten some good information. Howard, I want to have you tell the listeners across America, what can they do? What is the mission of LEAP? And how can they take action? How can they assist you in your quest to stop this drug war and get drugs regulated and get a more sane mission into this country that will help all citizens and our children?
Yeah. Let me just say first off, Rossi, that you know, what we're trying to do here is to eliminate the crime associated with the illicit black market. We cannot get rid of drugs, but we can get rid of all the crime associated with that, the illegality. Get these drugs sold in a state-regulated store as opposed to being sold by MS-13 on the sidewalks, which is not good for anybody. LEAP is composed of police officers, judges, prosecutors, anyone who has drawn a paycheck trying to make America drug-free. We believe that the two cornerstone principles of drug policy should be personal responsibility and states' rights. I advocate for nothing but, on Capitol Hill today, as I spoke to the representatives from six United States senators, I said, look, make this a state rights issue. Let each and every individual state decide what's best for their state, including, of course, if you want to, continue the prohibition of these 10 dangerous, deadly drugs. But I would urge your listeners to go to LEAP, LEAP.cc, like Charlie. You can join as a friend of LEAP online for free. Add your voice to the thousands out there already who have said that. We have speakers in 36 states. We speak to Rotaries, Kiwanis, Lions Clubs, Optimist Clubs, Chambers of Commerce, churches. Anybody that would like to have a LEAP speaker, contact that website and let us know. We'll try to get somebody to your area. And contact your state senators, your state reps, your governor, and say, the first thing we have to do is end the concept of war on drugs, which is really a war on people, and take a public health approach. And after we've got that shift made, where we're thinking about saving people's lives as opposed to punishing them, then we need to move in the direction of ending prohibition of all these drugs so that the state can regulate and manage and control them, because there's only two ways you have drug distribution. Either the criminals, the MS-13, Al-Qaeda does it, or the government does it through regulations. A starting point for discussion for regulations is treat these drugs like whiskey. We believe that would be a much more ethical and efficacious way to go, and then allow my profession to go back to focusing on the drunk driver, the child molester, and the person flying an airplane into a building. As we say one day, if you or a loved one has a drug problem, see a doctor, only a doctor.
Well, I certainly agree, Howard, and I like what you say here. And ladies and gentlemen, please go see the four-point interview on American Chronicle, Rents.com, and many of the other websites, newswithviews.com. And I like what Howard says right here. Envision a world where crime is cut in half, terrorists don't make money selling drugs, and kids are not employed in the drug trade. Envision a world where the police focus on DUI, child predators, and terrorists. Imagine a world where if you have a drug problem, you see a doctor, not a judge. All are possible when we find the courage to end our drug, this prohibition that is really affecting millions of Americans and has been and is not getting any better. And my brother Howard is out there making a difference. And as he just said, each and every one of you can go to that website, www.leap.cc, and have a speaker come to your organization, your state, your city. Howard, any last-moment thoughts?
Well, I appreciate the time on this, Rossi. This is an important issue for all of us.
Thank you, Howard. It's always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. It's always an honor. Have a very nice Thanksgiving. The show won't be on this next Thursday because of Thanksgiving. I just wish you well, your family well. God bless, Godspeed, and good night. With recent